Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I don't think there are any real rumors of Ezekiel Elliott signing with the Eagles, but he signed with the Chargers.
How about that?
How crazy is it that Zeke is only 29 years old?
I know, dude. It seems like he's been in the league for a decade at least.
I would have guessed 33 or something.
Yeah.
29? It just shows.
He must have came in at 20. Because, right?
20 or 21.
He came in the same draft with Wentz.
Yes.
And Wentz has to be at least 32.
It's
31 or 32, right? Like, yeah, Wentz is in his 30s.
It just shows when you are a running back that gets a lot of work. I mean.
And he did. He carried the ball a lot those first 5 or 6 years.
Especially that second year. Is that the year that he ran for 1,700 yards, whatever it was? So, all right. So no Jack this week as he celebrates his paternity leave vacation. But we do have the top 5 at 5, and Fran's going to do it. Now, I'm going to say the same thing that I said last time. If Fran's top 5 at 5 sucks, I'm cutting it off halfway.
And you have one prepared, right?
Oh, I
just
don't.
Just like last time.
I don't have one prepared. I should have prepared one. I should have. All right, here we go.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five. With Cookie Rojas.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Yeah, so, like I'd mentioned before the break, I'm responding to something that you guys said to me.
Okay.
This was during the sacrifice for Soto, where, you know, we all make mistakes. You guys asked me for what I was sacrificing for Soto.
Oh, yes.
I didn't have an answer. Ike ripped me. You ripped me. Jack ripped me.
Yeah.
And then I think one of you guys said, well, I'll give up moshing, right? Give up moshing it at punk shows.
Yes.
And I think you guys asked me how many times a month I go, and I said like 4 or 5 times, and you said, oh, well, are you single? And I said, yeah. And you said, oh, well, that's why.
Right.
So I decided to go off of that.
Okay.
Give you guys the top 5 reasons that I'm still single.
Oh, I like this idea.
I like the idea. Let's see how you execute it. Yes.
Even TK's in there. TK thinks it's a good idea as well. So the setup is a good one.
Yes.
Fran.
Good setup.
Thank you.
All right. Top 5 reasons Fran is still single.
All right. So number 5, I'm not like 100% sure that I'd do that. It's a good chance I'd do it in front of women too.
Oh, no.
But I've noticed, and maybe I'm just not mindfully doing it, but I still pick my nose in public, man.
Oh.
Yeah, it's bad. I was sitting there the other day, and I was doing it. I didn't even care. Like, I was in front of people. I was like, whatever.
Bro.
Pick your nose, bro?
And you're not just talking about getting caught in a car, right?
By the way, I'm 30, by the way. So.
Like, if you're in a car, that's one thing.
You'd just be sitting around picking your nose.
I'm not, like, going ham, you know, picking my nose. But, like, it's a pretty solid pick.
Like, in the movies, you would sit there and pick your nose.
Well, I mean, it's dark in there. Whatever.
Work?
Work? I think I was okay. I was in the hallways here.
I hate to get gross here. And
well, it's too late.
Forgive me.
Yeah. I'm already grossed out.
If you are picking your nose in some sort of normal situation, where is it going after you pick it?
Oh, it's completely flicking it.
I don't know if I flick it. What do I do with it? I forget.
Either flick it or you eat it. It's one or two.
I might like swipe it on my shirt or something.
You might wipe it on your shirt?
Yeah.
That might be the worst answer you could have gave.
Yeah, dude. We don't need the other 4 reasons. I can tell you that is enough for keeping you single. That's the 5th. Yeah. As TK said, that's number 5?
Well, number 4.
This thing is getting worse.
Dude, I'm going to puke because for some reason.
Oh, and by the way.
The idea of people eating boogers.
Don't ever shake my hand again.
Yeah, because
I know you're not washing your hands every time.
Well, we usually do a fist bump, I think. So.
Well, I don't even think
want that anymore.
That.
Yeah, we're going to go back to COVID when we do elbow, like forearm touches. Yeah.
That's all awful, right. Fran.
Yeah, so number 4 is actually, you guys mentioned TK. TK is a part of this one. So, but I work with TK like a decent amount, like you know, like once a week, maybe once twice a week. And TK knows about my daily life.
Once a week, a decent amount.
Well, compared to
whatever.
Yeah.
It's daily. Like some hosts I'll work with like once a month or something, just because that's where the schedule falls.
Okay.
But TK, he's been trying to give me dating advice. Like the last like 3 to 4 months, I would say.
And you think that's why you're single?
I think so.
I tell you that. Certainly, if you're listening to his advice, it's definitely one of the reasons why you're
single. He's been trying to get me to use these pickup lines.
Hold on, I need to hear this.
Yeah, and the other thing is, TK, when was the last time you were single?
That's what I'm saying.
How do you know how to be single?
We've been single in over 10 years, but with friends leaving out, this is usually Ashlyn and I giving him dating advice. And he's not listening to Ashlyn. Ashlyn's the one who... Ashlyn was his coach and then recused herself because she thought he was a lost cause.
Well, you know what?
True story.
You know what Ashlyn should tell Fred?
Right.
Stop picking your nose.
Right, that would first be, she should tell him.
Well, that'd be helpful. We didn't know the nose picking was going on. This changes everything.
And why wouldn't you take the advice from Ashlyn?
Yeah.
Like, TK, respecting, but he's married. He's married.
Married
he's
guy.
Already used all his best lines up over a decade ago.
Yo, they were trying to get me to use this. I forget what pickup line it was, but it was so corny. I didn't want to use it. I'm not a pickup line guy.
We told him to use these lines. He was going to a mixer. And then he went to the mixer, and he updated next week, and he said he didn't talk to any girls. He only talked to guys.
Oh, hell.
No, he's exaggerating. That's not
wrong
true.
With that.
I'm not with a couple of friends. Only a couple of friends, and a couple were girls. Okay? And, you know.
Now, one pickup line I got... There's a guy I know named Tommy Conwell. Tommy Conwell, local rock star. For many years, I worked with him at YSP. He was a YSP. And every girl I ever saw was, like, infatuated with Tommy. He was, even my wife accused me of being in love with Tommy. That, like, that's how
accused
cool.
Accused you of being in love.
Accused me, the way I talk about Tommy. So Tommy told me this is the line. He goes, Spike, here's what you do. You go up to a girl, look her dead in the eyes. You say, you're hot. And then you just walk away. And he goes, I guarantee you, when you look back over, she'll be looking to see where you are. So I was dating a girl at the time. He comes over. He says, looks her in the eye. Carrie, this girl, looks in the eye and he goes, you look great. And he walks away. And 5 minutes later, Carrie's like, hey, where's Tommy go? And I'm like, Jesus, he just did it to the girl I'm dating.
Oh, he did it to the girl you're dating.
And then I was dating.
Oh, wow.
And it worked. So that's my advice to you, Fran.
Just go up to them and tell them that they're hot.
And then walk away.
Yeah, I don't know if that would work.
And then walk away.
I feel like it works for certain guys, but it wouldn't work for me.
Well, just don't pick your nose while you're doing it.
All right, I'll make sure I don't pick my nose.
What's number three?
Number three is, this could be kind of like a couple of things here. So I play a lot of tennis, and I play with a lot of old people. So there's not, like, you know, really a chance for me to, you know, mingle with...
unless that's your thing.
Right. But, like, I love to play tennis, but there's that. And then, like, if I tell girls that I play tennis, because that's the sport I play the most, it's not necessarily a manly thing. So,
not?
Wait a minute. You're saying that one of the reasons you're single is because you play tennis?
I think so. I play a lot of it.
You think it's not? Yeah. He doesn't think it's a manly thing.
But Andre Agassi was like the biggest sex symbol in
America. I totally disagree with you on this.
In America.
Well, by the way, I don't know.
John Clark is a tennis player.
Okay. Is he married?
Not married.
But he has a girlfriend?
I'm not going past anything there because it's not my business. I just wanted to say John Clark is a tennis player. I can't go into his dating life.
Yeah, my gut tells me that John Clark's doing all right.
Oh, yeah. Come on, man. That's a headshot. You know he's doing pretty good. He's doing pretty good in the dating. Well, unless he's spoken for now.
Right. We have no idea.
Yes, Clark.
Fran.
So tennis isn't the reason?
Okay, Fran.
I'm just telling you the reasons that I think.
Ashlyn giving you advice, not the reason. Playing tennis, not the reason.
Picking your nose is still a number one reason.
That's possible one. We're just putting on the possible
reasons.
Playing
tennis. Playing tennis.
Unless you're showing them video of yourself playing tennis and you look terrible.
Now, girls now say that it gives them the ick or whatever. I don't think tennis is giving them the ick. I think it's the booger picking.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
First of all, you're athletic.
Yes.
You're active.
Yes.
That should be a good thing that you're playing tennis.
We got to tell these girls that.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I don't know what to tell you.
Right, what's number two?
Number two is the one that you guys mentioned a couple months ago. You know, and especially there's videos of it online too. I go to a lot of hardcore shows. I don't think that's necessarily like a, you know, it's not. You know, I think it's a reason. Mm. So, you know, I think I do
girls
and I do it a
shows?
Lot. And I do, not too many.
Well, not if you're going to ones in basements and stuff, but yeah. I've been to enough hardcore shows that there's enough metal shows. There's metal chicks out there.
Metal's different. Metal. I think like hardcore, like punk, yeah. it's mostly guys, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that...
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're probably... But at least they would have like a like mindset. You know, the girls are there. You know,
you mean tell me there's no girls at these concerts?
It's very minimal.
Do you ever talk to any of them?
It depends if we're in the same vicinity.
Nose.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Picking my nose. She's picking her nose,
what's
too.
What's usually the ratio, men to women?
Oh, it's got to be.
At a punk show, probably like 75-25.
That's enough. 25. There's enough girls in there.
75-25. Yeah. Dude. That's a hard ankle show right there. I didn't even call it what I wanted to call it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hard ankles in there, man. Are you kidding me? 75 dudes to 25 girls?
Yeah, what?
What is that, three guys, four guys each girl?
Yes.
I'm just trying to think of a ratio to talk to each.
Out of every four, three guys, one girl.
Yep.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. All right, and what's number one?
Number one is, and this is kind of an obvious one, but like I'm bad, my top five has been really bad. I think it's just known throughout the city that my top fives are
this
bad.
One fell apart.
This is a thing. You were doing good for a minute there.
I'm just being honest.
You mailed it in on the final.
You mailed it in at the end.
It's poetic. The top fives are bad.
Mm. No, Fran.
Mailed it in. And he left. He strung me along and let me let it continue. What was that?
It was TK. I left his mic on. I'm sorry, TK.
Oh, okay.
That's my bet.
Yeah.
Oh, Fran.
Yeah. I don't know if we're going to have to, if we're going to let him do another.
Oh, God.
I'm back Friday.
You could have stopped at five, first of all.
It started so good.
Yes. You think I should have reversed it?
Yeah. I think you should have reversed it.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. Is that what happened with the receptionist that was out here? What was her name?
That was the past. Yeah.
Oh.
Now, he don't want me to tell this story because... Because here's the thing.
Here we go again.
Well, she was after him.
Oh, really?
Yes. She liked him. By the way, every young guy in here who's not attached to anyone certainly had googly eyes for her.
Really?
Yes. And she was in the friend.
Really?
I mean, they were literally eating lunch together.
So this was before I was here.
Yes, before you came back. Yes, this is before you came back.
Like right before you came back.
Yeah, I don't know who it was.
I forgot her name. What's her name, Fran?
Oh, we gotta say it.
Oh no, you don't have to say it.
But
she knew we messed with him during that time. We basically embarrassed him on the air while she was here. So we let it out on the air while she was here.
Oh well, why don't you do something about it?
Well, it wasn't meant to be.
Okay.
Something
and she was into punk too, which is
fun.
Wait, she was into the music?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, they certainly had a chemistry. Because they talked, they were like, you know, they were friends or whatever.
Yeah, friends.
But something didn't click with him.
Because
she would blush. And Fran always tried to play a downplayer, like, they're just friends. Meanwhile, we got all the other Buzz, everybody else. I shouldn't say Buzz's name because I don't know if Buzz has a girlfriend.
Well, yeah, but
Buzz
has a girlfriend. The guys in there, Buzz pooping on the bus, Fran picking his nose. What the hell's going on in there? It's like the Bad News Bears in there. There's so many easy things you guys could do to make yourselves more attractive by not pooping in the bus and then riding the rides and then picking your nose in public. Just like this is a really obvious list.
Yeah, I'm saying this from now on, especially the new year. What's a great time to do it? Yeah. I'm not gonna pick my nose anymore.
Yeah, there you go.
Or I'll do it behind
new
closed
year's
doors.
Resolution, yes.
This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale. Save 40% off all windows and all doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
I just remember who the biggest stalker was. It was Mosh.
Oh, Mosh was...
Are you ratting Mosh out right now?
Well, he knows. Damn. I'm right. Mosh was, man. Mosh was mad you moved in on him, man. Like, Mosh.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah,
I didn't know it was like that.
Like, Mosh was trying to move in himself.
By the way, I guess I'm going to say, I feel like I've seen Mosh do that to others, And but I can't tell because Moshe's way is just to be sort
but,
of
but
like.
But that's how he is, though.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
how
thing.
He is with us.
Yes.
I know he's not. Like, Moshe's all up in everybody's, like, all the time. So, oh. So Moshe, I don't.
Moshe's like, no. Is Moshe engaged or something?
This was a long time ago.
He ran all the way down the hallway to say, no, don't, no.
Forgot he was still here. I thought he was done.
Oh, my side hurts.
He didn't get down the hallway that fast. Oh, my God.
You learn very quickly. You work in a place like this. There are no secrets.
Yeah, everything's open for content, brother.
I pulled something in my stomach now. Because I was laughing so hard. Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Rios in North Philly. Rios, you're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What's up, buddy?
My man, Rios. Did you get the video of Rios' daughter?
Oh, dude, singing Creed.
Oh, my goodness.
It was so good.
Man, that was so adorable, Rios. Loved it, brother.
Let me get on that before I get on Cisco real quick. I got to say something to Cisco. Yeah. But anyway, that, like, I'm telling you, I'm driving, and, like, I had a, you know, I'm taking them somewhere, and then, you know, it goes on, and this was, like, last week, And I'm like, am I hearing somebody? And I hear, who am I now? And doing all that. And I'm like, so yesterday, I'm like, it's on again. I'm like, all right, bet. So I'm going to put this on. I'm like, I got to send it to y'all. Look what the hell y'all did to my daughter. Like, she know the whole drawing, like, pretty much. I ain't getting all the words correct, but she's with the rhythm. But, yeah, man, she's on the Creed thing. So I'm like,
that was
hey,
awesome.
That was awesome. How old is she again?
My damn self.
How old is
she? Six.
Six. Singing the Creed.
She just turned six December 18th.
Yep. I love it.
Well, oh, December 18th. That's my wife's birthday.
Yep. Yep, yeah, that's Shapoopy's birthday. Jocelyn, well, you know, I call her Shapoopy, but yeah, that's her. December 18th. Yep.
I thought you called my wife Shapoopy. I was about to say, hold on, Rios.
Oh, no. No, man. But hey, look, that's family. That's family right
that's
there.
That's family. That's
the
right.
Same birthday, so that's what's up. You know
that's
what I mean?
That's right.
But hold on, man. Look, let me just say this to Cisco. you talking to that? This is the thing, you know what I mean? And I could tell you more, but this is just the one thing. Number one, the reason why you're single is because of that damn top five and five. I'm going to tell you why. It ain't because of all the stuff you did on it, whether it was good or bad. The way I look at it is that top five and five tells you how you look at yourself. Mm. So I'm going to just put a point out there. And when I say that, I use an example. I've been around the world. I'm not a tall guy. I done had women who were 6 feet tall and wore heels when we was out. So you could imagine how tall they look. You know what I mean? And in ways, people could say, yeah, I mean, that looked funny, but whatever it was. But there was this woman, she said one thing to me a long time ago that stuck out and it always sticks to me. She says, man, you a short man, but everywhere you go, people know that you're there.
Yes, sir.
And the reason why I say that is it's all that, you ain't got to go into all this pickup lines and all that, you know what I mean, whatever. There's certain things that you do, and you put yourself in position to make plays and be like a baseball player. When I say back in the day, you got to know when you hit your single and plant a seed and know when it is to go to damn second, third, and then the home run after you plant the seed. But at the end of the day, it's you got to come out and how you look at yourself and like, nah, I know I'm the ish. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I know that no matter what, no matter how you are, how you dress, whatever, because there's somebody for everybody, but you got to come out, Cisco, you know what I mean? Like, you the ish. And that's the number one thing I could give you right there. So
there you go. Confidence goes a long way.
It do. It don't matter who you are. Look, let me just say, Biggie Smalls, before he had money, he was pulling drums.
Yes, sir.
And look how he looked.
Yeah.
He was pulling them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Yep.
I just tell you that. But anyway, gentlemen, I don't even know why this is a question, but I get it. It's a show. What was the question again? Hold on. Let me get detail. What was that question again? Well,
did the Eagles have to make it to the Super Bowl for this year to be a success?
The Eagles have no other choice but to win the damn Super Bowl. And this is why. You could put it out real quick. The reason for not getting the damn rushing record, you already said it. We're winning the Super Bowl. However the talks, there's no other choice. You got to win the Super Bowl. Two, I've been Philadelphia Eagles from since I was born. Let me tell you something. I'm always hyped. Like, yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. I can honestly say this, Ike, Spike, and that this is the first time that I'm ever like, it's like how you look at another team and be like, man, this team is damn so damn good or whatever it is. This is the first time where I'm like, ain't none of these suckers messing with us. I feel that way. The only way we could freaking lose is we start acting like nuts like we did last year and blew the season away. I feel so good about there's a mix in between of veterans and these young cats. And you put that in between with the veterans to do their thing, talk their junk, and keep the young guys in check. But the young guys still doing their thing. There's enough swag on that. We got too much violent swag. Ain't nothing more violent than us in today's NFL, man. So there's no other, man. It's terrible. And let me tell you this. To lose the first game, how y'all talk about Sirianni, like, man, my answer to that is like, we can't. There's no way. You got to go. We can't. And when I say this, I'm big, especially this game. You know who they play? They play the Green Bay Packers. The other side of my kids is from Milwaukee. We're not losing to no damn Green Bay Packers, man. And gentlemen, I know it's funny, but I'm so when I seen that, I'm so serious. I didn't care about whoever we got, but going against, hell no, we can't lose. There's no way we stepped this far this way. How we put on the season, everything from you could talk about Saquon trying to get the record to these young guys coming out of nowhere to Cooper DeJean once he came in the defense being whatever. There's no way we can lose. There's no other way for anybody to even look to be like, what do I look like? Yeah, you think we came in to play slap and tickle right now? Oh, it's okay that we get to the NFC Championship. Oh, it's okay to get to the Super Bowl. What is the purpose? And I say this, like, everybody has to be revved up. There's no way. We got to be the extra engine to push it forward. Whatever they call it, the fans is the 12th man or whatever. I don't want to sound like it's Seattle, but however they call it, we have to be that next entity to push them. We got to show them on the airways and tell them, ain't no time to play half-ass. When you go in there, it's giving up the body every day and being prepared. When you say your prayers, when you do everything, you prepare to go in that game and anything can happen. You may not come out of that game. That's how we have to do it. You got to live and die for something. This is what matters for us, for them guys, man. There's something that's on the line, and it's our freaking respect. It's our damn loyalty to the team, and it's our fight, what we grew up with. Well, you know what you grew up playing, and I know you probably cried in certain ways. Like, I need to make
this.
I want to make. I can imagine how you were the first time on the NFL field. You can't tell me that. That's real stuff. I already know, bro.
Yep. Now, hold on, Reels. It's only Tuesday. It's only Tuesday.
I know. It's only Tuesday, and you know what's coming. I don't even know what to do. I'm about to blow a gasket, especially who they playing. But, gentlemen, look, I love y'all. Hey, Spike,
yeah.
The polar plunge thing, I'll talk to you about that. But that's a great thing. Hey, you used to always do that old school in the league anyway, always dumping yourself into something cold anyway, correct?
That's true. Yeah, we did. We had cold tubs. So yeah, you're right.
The only thing the positive I want to say about that, I was laughing at you, Spike, on the stuff that you were saying. But the positive is, man, when you come out of that, no matter how bad that is, that's like a dopamine hit. Like
it does feel cool afterwards. Yeah,
it feel like you on steroids or you just snort an 8-ball of coke or something. You know what I mean? But anyway,
there it is.
Y'all be cool, man.
All right. There it is. Well, we got a laugh at Rios at the end.
I heard it.
Yep. You got a chuckle from Rios.
Doesn't happen very often.
No, holy moly.
Man, I said it's only Tuesday.
Yep.
We need him Friday.
Yep.
He might pass out Friday.
Yeah, I was going to say. We're going to need a double long Rocky music for Friday. All right. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, the Super Bowl is right around the corner. So what's the plan? Are you going to do the same thing you do every year? Or are you ready to step it up and try something even better? Now, are you going to the Verizon Super Bowl Fan Fest? at Lincoln Financial Field on February 9th? If you are, it is a Super Bowl experience like no other. You'll get exclusive access to the stadium where your favorite players make history. Meet the game's most legendary players, all while enjoying live music and crushing game day bites. The Super Bowl only comes once a year. Verizon Super Bowl Fan Fest. Come on, everybody. You got to be in. Tickets are limited. Don't miss out. Visit your local Verizon store and find out about free tickets today. Must be 18 years or older to attend. Additional terms and conditions apply. See VerizonFanFest.com for details.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
Oh, we have TK.
Yeah.
And with it, let me say.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let me say. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Oh, there you go. It's the WIP down. Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
That's when I thought I was ready to pull out.
There it is.
They pulled me back in.
Yep. I mean, it was like a few weeks ago.
Yeah, like, I was like, always, how long are we going to do this?
But you know what happened? It hit the thing where everyone started to catch on at the same time.
Yeah.
And now people would be upset.
Exactly.
If it wasn't there.
That's what I realized. That's what I realized. That's what I realized.
We do need to get Scott Stapp here as well.
I didn't realize how many, so many people were hanging on to 530.
They really hang on to it. They're 6 feet from the edge. And they're thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Yeah.
All right. Jack off today.
Oops. What?
Jack Fritz off. It feels like 5 o'clock, doesn't it? Does it feel like the 5 o'clock hour?
It certainly does.
Doesn't it? Jack Fritz is off as he celebrates the birth of his second son.
You said that so nonchalant, man. Jack, I didn't know if you did that on purpose or not.
I didn't. Fritz off.
Fritz is off, man.
Fritz is off.
You do know that we avoid using it.
Oh, yes. Well, I will now. Yeah, I will now. I will not. Actually, thankful Jack isn't here to grab that.
Oh, he definitely would have grabbed that.
Herb in the Northeast. Herb, you're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
Okay.
Oh, boy.
First thing I want to say, thank you. Thank you, Cooper DeJean, for coming to the Sixers game last night and ringing the bell.
Okay.
Cool. Ike Reese.
Yeah.
I was talking with your boy, Hugh Douglas, this morning.
Mm-hmm.
He needs you to come up with some cash so he can get that coat for the Sunday. You know what I mean?
Wait, what? Yes.
He wants that coat. You know what I'm saying?
He needs money for a coat.
Hugh needs money for a coat.
So,
first his car battery and now a coat?
I told all you boys, Chris from Jersey and all these other ones calling up, Rios and this one and that one, okay? Jalen Hurts will be ready to play tomorrow, practice, Thursday, practice, Friday, practice, and Sunday, game time.
Okay.
All right.
He knows all the plays. He knows what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
He won the game in Brazil when I was there.
He did.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
It's 1 week at a time, boys. Let's stop thinking New Orleans.
Oh, come on,
it's 1 week. You know, no, that's the end. Like, that's the end.
Goal.
That's at the end of the line, goal. Bro. Yeah. You have to win 3 games, and this is the first game coming up. Anybody that's thinking...
Go 1 week at a time. Yeah, stay focused.
1 week at a time, like Andy Reid said, 1 week at a time. You know that.
Yep, he's the one to originate that phrase, Andy Reid.
Yeah,
yep.
1 week at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Herb, you sound a little, you okay? You sound a little, down.
I'm eating them. I just had 2 pork chops. I'm eating, bro.
Okay.
Didn't mean to interrupt your meal.
How many pork chops?
No, you didn't interrupt it because I've been running around all day today.
How many pork chops is a meal for you? Couple? Four? How many?
Today, normally I get them on the bone. I can eat, if you want me to eat a lot, I could probably eat 4.
Mm.
But these are like boneless. I had 2 boneless for $14.
Ooh.
Oh, there you go.
What'd you have with it?
Little applesauce?
I just had what do you call it? Fried eggplant and string beans.
Oh, there you go.
Fried eggplant.
And a cup of chicken noodle soup.
Oh, man, you really went to town.
You must
I want all
them
today. Eagle fans to make sure.
You had a diner?
Think it was cold, if you think it was cold last weekend, wait till you see what's going to be Saturday and
Herb,
Sunday.
Herb, are you a weatherman?
Make sure all you Eagle fans dress warm that are going to the game.
So, Herb, can I ask you something off a different track? I know you're calling about the weather and pork chops and stuff, but our producer, Fran, is having trouble getting, like, ladies to go out with him. I'm wondering if you have any advice. You are a ladies man
Fran. You know, probably if you like somebody, go out and buy a couple of roses and write a little message or something. You know what I mean? Or buy a box of candies. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Old school. I like that.
You know?
Show up with the flowers and the candy.
Hey, Ike, I was talking with my chocolate flame from Germantown. I talked to her. She answered
German
the phone
chocolate
this
cake?
Morning.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know that girl.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, boy. Let me ask you this. Are you any closer?
She's in Germantown.
No, I mean, are you any
I don't think he meant physically.
No,
I can get that anytime I want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
I already took her to Miami. Now she wants to go to Vegas or maybe
hold up.
You ever Venmo
her? The casino down in they just sent me the package for March, you know, the casino High Locks in Mississippi. Yeah.
Yeah.
You taking her to Miami, Vegas, all this stuff. Have you seen the package?
Of course.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. All right. All good. I just want to make sure you're not being taken advantage of is all I'm trying to make sure of.
Yeah, I'm going to take a picture for you one day.
Well, maybe not. Now, yeah. Yes. Whoa. Maybe not that.
You're not
paying her rent, though, are you?
Let's talk about football now.
Okay.
All right. Yes.
And now we got our players, okay? They've been rested for a week. Our offensive line is rested. Our wide receivers are rested. Our tight end.
Everyone.
Finally got in the game. And, and I expect a big game out of
Goddard.
Our tight end Goddard and the other guy.
Calcaterra.
Throw to both of them, yes. So it opens up other things, you know what I mean? So I'm looking at somewhere around 38 going away, 23 Eagles.
38-23, no defense.
That's my final score.
All right, Herb.
Well, last time you was looking at a threesome.
Oh, my man, Reese.
All right.
You said it. I didn't.
I did foursomes, too. I did foursomes at one time.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's like.
Did you have a show last night? Because I was working at the Wells Fargo. Did you have a show?
Yeah, we had the show last night.
And
who was
it? Brandon Graham. Brandon Graham was there. Who else?
We had Tanner McKee.
Oh, Tanner McKee. Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that guy.
Did you just say a foursome? Herb?
I like him. He's got a good arm, man. You know,
you're a very young man.
He's going to get a lot of offers. That guy. He's going to get a lot of offers, man.
Tanner McKee. Well, he's under contract.
You hear today? This morning, I heard it right away. It came right over my phone that the offensive coordinator, New Orleans Saints, wants to interview him.
Yeah.
Wants to interview Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore for a head coaching job. They're already starting.
You said foursome.
So,
I didn't know you played golf.
Spike? Yeah, Spike.
What's
happening, Spike? How's your father doing?
He's good, man.
Yeah, you tell him I said hello.
I will.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
All right.
So,
sound like you got a little itis right now. You ate that food and you ready to go to sleep.
I still got half of the pork chop, so I just cut it all up right before you put me on. So you
had a diner, Herb?
You know Tiffany's Diner. I told you they remodeled the place.
Yeah. You ever go to Country Club Diner up there in the Northeast?
country. Yeah, I've been down there years ago. Yeah, I don't go there anymore.
Okay. All right.
I know where you're talking. That's where your grandmother used to live, right down there.
Yes, right down the street.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Right down on Algon, off Algon.
All right.
The duplexes. I know your father. I know the whole deal.
Okay. All right.
Hi, brother.
Hi, Herb. Right. Make sure you come by and see us Monday, man.
Yep.
Well, you ain't having no party for the playoffs or what? You ain't having no party down there?
Thursday, no, we were there on Monday.
Friday they're doing the pep rally.
Pep rally Friday night, you can win tickets. Herb.
Where at? Where's the pep rally at?
Chickies and Pete's in South Philly.
Meet Swoop, the cheerleaders.
I'm working Wednesday and Friday this week, and then I got Friday I'm doing all day.
You don't do it over the Saturday for you? I don't know.
Wait till you see my paycheck tomorrow, like Reese.
Okay.
Send that picture along with the other picture you were going to take.
Time and a half and double time.
Hey, man. Hey, listen. Don't give it all to German chocolate now. Don't give it all away now.
That money's going into savings account.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Herb. We got to go, buddy.
All right, boys. Yeah. All right, God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you, Herb. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. That was a special Herb call.
That was a different Herb call right there.
It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. The Eagles have to reach the Super Bowl for this season to be a success. 80% say yes, 20% say no.
I just wanted to be known. He brought up German chocolate.
Yes, he brought that up.
Yes, I
did. Yes.
He introduced that.
He brought up German chocolate. He said he would send you a picture he shouldn't be sending. You asked about a threesome. He went right to foursome. Four?
He's flexing.
Yeah. Holy cow, Herb.
Oh, man. Spending all that money, man.
And he started off. The other thing is he offered a thanks to
Cooper.
To Cooper DeJean for ringing the bell at the Sixers game like he was Josh Harris or something. Do you know what I mean? He's like, hey, thanks, Coop, for coming out. It's like, that didn't have anything
like
to do with you.
The team.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was good.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Big Aaron in West Philly. Big A, you're on WIP.
Yo,
what's up?
What's going on?
What's up, Big A?
What up, Big A?
Y'all are so funny, man. Y'all one of the funniest. I laugh, man, just driving all day. I can't call because I'm laughing so damn much. All right, man. Y'all got the back off Tom Kelly and all of them. Because you know what? Let me give you something personal. I had 5 kids within 7 years.
Okay.
Within 7. All right, so you know what I mean? Some people just like to get busy more than others. You know what I mean?
Or at least 5 times.
I said 5 kids in 7 years. Man, I'm not diving into that anymore. Yeah.
Look, Aaron, I ain't lying. Aaron in 89, my daughter in 90, my son in 93, my daughter in 94, my son in 96. It was 5 kids in 7 years. They all grew up together.
See, it only takes 9 months to have one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you should be giving the advice to Fran.
Older girl, 86.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I could give advice to Fran. Fran need to hang around the brothers a little bit. And, you know, you could see how we motivate, how we move around women and, you know, make them want us. Instead of, you know, trying to shoot them all the time. You know what I mean? Come on, girl. Give me a couple of drinks right here. Come on, sit down. It's like, let me stop. All right, let me get the football, man. Let me get the football.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, let me get the football, please. You were wrong today, Spike, talking to my man earlier.
Wait, who?
Are you going with Elliot?
Elliot. He told you.
Yeah.
For four games, they only played together for 4 games.
No, and that's what OG said, not Elliot.
No. Elliot said that. No, OG didn't say that. Elliot said that. I heard Elliot say that. Elliot said really 4 games. They only played together for 4 games. All right, you could text him that. So they didn't really have the cohesiveness all this year together.
Stop it. Every team
and then
has
again,
injuries.
Let me. Okay, all right. And here goes my pet peeve. They never had a damn third receiver. Jim Kelly whips the ball to everybody.
Jim Kelly
you know
from
I mean?
30
All
years
these
ago?
Players whip, I mean, no, Kelly. My fault. I said Jim Kelly.
Josh Allen. Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Yes.
Josh Allen. I'm old, man. I go back to the older players. All right, yeah. All these players, no, all these quarterbacks are other people to throw to. I look at football. They throwing it not just to certain people. They throwing it all around the field. The Eagles don't do that. I keep saying this all the time I talk to you. And y'all just, because A.J. Brown is Devontae, that's all you need. No, that ain't all you need. You need more players that can catch the damn ball.
Nah, man.
And do something with it, man.
And then
the offense would have been a lot better this year if it would have been flowed. It would have been thrown around to different people.
Well, but they have the players to do it. Jahan Dotson had 110 yards or something on Sunday. They have the players. Look, they have. Here are the guys that I feel confident throwing the ball to without question. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, and Grant Calcaterra, I feel confident. By the way, you also have a running back who caught the ball 65 times or something in his rookie year.
Yeah.
There's enough guys to throw the ball to out there. The third wide receiver didn't affect how many points they scored. Josh Allen's scoring 30 points a game with – he's got one wide receiver. He's throwing a friggin'
– I don't even know if he has a full wide receiver.
I was going to say Hank Basket, but not Hank Basket.
Mac Hollins. Yes.
Like, come on.
Amari Cooper. Yeah, like Amari Cooper. I don't even know if he plays half the time. I'm with you.
They're going to – He's playing because I heard it from the grapevine. You know what I mean?
That everybody's got a source.
Get rid of book, whatever.
Yeah.
That he's going to play. So that's good. All right, my game is like the newlywed game. I don't know if anybody's.
Oh yeah, come on, man.
Yeah.
Now I can picture the host of the newlywed game, but I can't think of his name.
Oh, what was his
name? Is it Bob something?
That ran for a long time.
Is it Bob Eubanks? That
maybe
right?
Might be Bob Eubanks.
Hold on. Newlywed game hosted by Bob Eubanks.
Boom.
There
love this.
There you go.
There
look
you
at
go.
That. Look
there
at
you
that.
Go.
That's a good one. Yeah, there you go.
Normally, yeah. Coming from the guy who normally messes up names.
Yeah,
I mess up everything.
All right,
that's
Big A.
Big one for you.
All right, Big A.
All right, Big A. See you.
Yeah. I actually shocked myself with that one.
Yeah.
That was a total guess.
Raji in Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Raj?
Hey, what's up, Spike? What's up, Ike?
What's up, Raji?
Man, I got a good plug. I got a good advertisement hookup for your show after listening today, man, because I'll tell you what inspired me. You know, I got a headache after listening to Elliot and Spike go at it for 30 minutes. and then I've been hearing a lot of sexual innuendos and things coming out of orifices. And then so much that, you got the pharma game locked down. If you get there's a pill for everything, you know? So I'm just saying, man, you got a lot of advertising money after this show.
By the way, keep listening.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, we got a surprise for you, man. Yeah, we got a surprise for everyone. Oh yeah.
Man, yep. you guys are cracking it up, man. But yeah, those body orifices, man. Just like you said, just got to control the orifices when you're with the ladies.
Yes,
know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
But I agree with you guys, man. How many other quarterbacks and head coaches have had four different coordinate play callers on offense and defense and still make it to the playoffs, man? You know? That's
not
what
many.
I think of. Yeah, and I think that's, I heard a lot of stats and things like that, but in the end of the day, that's a huge accomplishment for both Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts.
They should hang a banner, actually, for having so many coordinators.
They're coordinator factory. They're coordinator factory.
Yeah,
man.
But coordinators last year got fired.
Yeah.
It's not like they were so good, they got fired, you know?
No, but my thing is, like, Jonathan Gannon and Steichen, they haven't been to a playoffs as coaches. And if Kellen Moore wants to go to the Saints, have fun with the Saints, man, because he's not going to be as successful. And I think you're right, Spike. I think, like, the offense should be doing more. But if Hurts is limited, then the coordinators are really kind of, useless. I mean, they're pretty much, like, useless because this offense is built around Hurts. So as long as it's getting us to the playoffs, I'm cool with it.
I don't think That's a different conversation for a different time. They have been successful the way they do it. I don't think, and I said this yesterday, I'm just thinking about next year. Next year, the passing offense has to be better. And whether that's being in the system with Kellen Moore for another year, whether it's Jalen Hurts working at specific things in the offseason, whatever it is, they have to. Having these long drives to kill games are great, but you have to be able to score quicker to score more points earlier in the game. Mm-hmm. And those drives are great at the end of the game, but you don't want to take 11 minutes of possession in a first half and get 7 points out of it, right? Like, you have to be able to score more points. So,
and that's where Kellen Moore should be doing more as a genius play caller. I don't know, Ike, about the scripted plays in the first quarter, but like, Andy Reid was great at that, but Andy Reid didn't have the fluctuations of defensive coordinators and offensive play callers like Sirianni did. So there's kind of different context to the success of each. But
sure,
I do have a good show that he embodies what I think Fran's going through, and that's Stump the Schwab. Schwab, you know that show?
On Stump ESPN.
Stump the Schwab, man. Stump the Schwab was a guy who needed dating advice too. So you know what I mean? But it's a great show. But thanks for the time, fellas.
Appreciate it, Roger. I used to like Stump the Schwab.
Yeah.
That was sports trivia, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I used to like. I like sports trivia.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
I don't know. Keep sending food. Make it like old school WIP.
Yeah, that's the old school WIP. Yeah.
And God bless you, Ben, but I can't eat the pizza. So if anybody else is going to send food, just be considerate.
He's a vegan.
A vegan? There's 20th Street Pizza over here. Anyway, all right, go ahead. What's that?
Come on, Big Whammy. Come on, Big Whammy. Yeah.
I love it.
And I was so sure of myself when I said it too. Yep. Yeah.
Come on, you were very confident.
Come on, Big Whammy. My motto, loud and wrong. Yeah. Yep.
That should be the tagline of this radio show. Loud and wrong. What's next?
I don't know, man.
Elliot was very high on
Tanner.
A lot
of Nick Foles vibes, man. It does.
And you said he had that vibe in person.
He does. Yeah. He does, man. He does.
They have a type here.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's next? There's always a moment in the hour with Elliot where he'll bait you into him telling me, well, I thought they should be top three in points scored, but eighth really isn't that bad because it's not that far from three. It's like,
so you know where he almost got me?
Where?
When he said, it doesn't matter which quarterback plays Sunday.
Oh, yes.
I'm like, what? You mean to tell me it doesn't matter if Jalen plays Sunday, we're good?
Not to Elliot.
Yeah, I'm not buying that one.
Doesn't matter. All right. Yeah. Fran, we have to award Foxhole Guy. Do you have any best of game shows here? What are your choices?
A lot of these I don't know, but I mean, I don't know. Deal or No Deal? I think I'm going Deal or No Deal.
No.
Well, you can give us some options here.
Yeah, give us some options. Yeah.
All right, so there was a Deal or No Deal.
Yep.
Jeopardy. Okay. Press Your Luck.
Yep.
Double Dare. Price is Right. Card Sharks, The Dating Game, and then a couple more. Newlywed and Stump the what was it?
Schwab.
Whatever. Yeah,
I like Double Dare. Was a good one.
I think the Pressure Luck got a lot of play today.
Pressure Luck. Wait,
that's yours?
That was mine.
Oh, that was yours.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Who the hell is heating up seafood?
Fish. It stinks. Dude, we have
Who is heating up seafood out there, man?
Thick glass.
My goodness. It must be coming. It's coming through that vent right there.
I was just about to make a joke that I will make off air, by the way.
My goodness.
It was a Herb joke.
You don't put fish or whatever it is in the microwave,
no,
man.
You don't. Who did that? Was it TK?
Was that TK?
TK's brought out some interesting things from the microwave before, so it might be him.
Fishman?
He might be.
It's good. He gets to sit in here and smell it because he's up next.
I will say Double Dare or Card Sharks. Which one?
I like Card Sharks.
Let's go Card Sharks. Who is Card Sharks?
Card Sharks was Mark in Delaware.
Mark in Delaware, foxhole guy.
There you go.
All right. We will we'll talk to you tomorrow. Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't smell like fish in here anymore. look, gold standard, that phrase in Philly, doesn't always have the best, you know, we don't remember a gold standard well. It was one of our teams here, wasn't actually gold standard. But when you talk about gold standard with buying a brand new Hyundai and Colonial Hyundai, that is true gold standard experience. John Ashdell, the cars are the team at Colonial Hyundai. Make sure. When I say gold standard, fast, easy, better, right? Going to be fast because they have tons of brand new Hyundais in stock. You can see their brand new showroom, which is awesome too. Over 200 in stock. Have the perfect one for you. And if you're worried about budget, over 80 of those 200 are under $30,000. The financing is going to be easy with as low as 0% on select 2024s. They're going to give you more for your trade than anyone else. $6,500 guaranteed no matter what condition it's in. And every new Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. Online, 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
Oh, we have TK.
Yeah.
And with it, let me say.
Let's go, Brian.
Let me say. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Oh, there you go. It's a WIP down. Afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
That's when I thought I was ready to pull out.
There it is.
They pulled me back in.
Yep. I mean, it was like a few weeks ago.
Yeah, like, I was like, how long are we going to do this?
But you know what happened? It hit the thing where everyone started to catch on at the same time.
Yeah.
And now people would be upset.
Exactly.
If it wasn't there.
That's what I realized. That's what I realized. And
we do need to get Scott Stapp here as well.
I didn't realize how many, so many people were hanging on to 530.
They really hanging on to it. They're 6 feet from the edge. And they're thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Yeah.
All right. Jack off today.
Oops. What?
Jack Fritz off. It feels like 5 o'clock, doesn't it? Does it feel like the 5 o'clock hour?
It certainly does.
Doesn't it? Jack Fritz is off as he celebrates the birth of his second son.
You said that so nonchalant, man. Jack off. I didn't know if you did that on purpose or not.
I didn't. Fritz off.
Fritz is off, man.
Fritz is off.
You do know that we avoid using it.
Oh, yes. Well, I will now. Yeah, I will now. I will not. Actually, thankful Jack isn't here to grab that.
Oh, he definitely would have grabbed that.
Herb in the Northeast. Herb, you're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
Okay.
Oh, boy.
First thing I want to say, thank you. Thank you, Cooper DeJean, for coming to the Sixers game last night and ringing the bell.
Okay.
Cool. Ike Reese.
Yeah.
I was talking with your boy, Hugh Douglas, this morning.
Mm-hmm.
He needs you to come up with some cash so he can get that coat for the Sunday. You know what I mean?
Wait, what?
He wants that coat. You know what I'm saying?
He needs money for a coat.
Hugh needs money for a coat.
So
first his car battery and now a coat?
I told all you boys, Chris from Jersey and all these other ones calling up, Rios and this one and that one, okay? Jalen Hurts will be ready to play tomorrow, practice, Thursday, practice, Friday, practice, and Sunday, game time.
Okay.
All right.
He knows all the plays. He knows what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
He won the game in Brazil when I was there.
He did.
I forgot you were in Brazil.
Uh-huh.
It's 1 week at a time, boys. Let's stop thinking New Orleans.
Oh, come on,
it's 1 week. You know, no, that's the end. Hey, that's the end.
Goal.
That's at the end of the line, goal. Bro. Yeah. You have to win 3 games, and this is the first game coming up. Anybody that's thinking...
Go 1 week at a time. Yeah, stay focused.
1 week at a time, like Andy Reid said, 1 week at a time. You know that.
Yep, oh. He's the one to originate that phrase, Andy Reid.
Yeah,
yep.
1 week at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Herb, you sound a little... You okay? You sound a little,
I'm eating them. I just had 2 pork chops. I'm eating, bro.
Okay.
Didn't mean to interrupt your meal.
How many pork chops?
No, you didn't interrupt it because I've been running around all day today.
How many pork chops is a meal for you? Couple? Four? How many?
Today, normally I get them on the bone. I can eat, if you want me to eat a lot, I could probably eat 4.
Mm.
But these are like boneless. I had 2 boneless for $14.
Ooh.
Oh, there you go.
What'd you have with it?
Mm-hmm.
A little applesauce?
I just had fried eggplant and string beans.
Oh, there you go.
Fried eggplant.
And a cup of chicken noodle soup.
Oh, that's man, you really went to town.
You must
I want all
them
today. Eagle fans to make sure.
You had a diner?
If you think it was cold last weekend, wait till you see what's going to be. Saturday and
Herb,
Sunday.
Are you a weatherman?
Make sure all you Eagle fans dress warm that are going to the game.
So, Herb, can I ask you something off a different track? I know you're calling about the weather and pork chops and stuff, but our producer Fran is having trouble getting like ladies to go out with him. I'm wondering if you have any advice. You are a ladies man.
You
for
know,
Fran.
He probably if you like somebody. Go out and buy a couple of roses and write a little message or something. You know what I mean? Or
shiver.
Buy a box of candies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know?
Old school. I like that.
You know?
I like that. Show up with the flowers and the candy.
Hey, Ike, I was talking with my chocolate flame from Germantown. I talked to her. She answered
German
the phone
chocolate
this
cake?
Morning.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know that girl.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
boy. Are you any, let me ask you this. Are you any closer?
She's in Germantown.
No, I mean, are you any
I don't think he meant physically.
No, nah, yeah.
I can get that anytime I want.
Whoa!
I can get that anytime I want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
I already took her to Miami. Now she wants to go to Vegas or maybe
hold up.
You ever
down
Venmo
at the casino? The casino down in they just sent me the package for March, you know, the casino down in Hilocks in Mississippi. Yeah.
Yeah.
You taking her to Miami, Vegas, all this stuff. Have you seen the package?
Of course.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. All right. All good. I just want to make sure you're not being taken advantage of is all I'm trying to make sure of.
Yeah, I'm going to take a picture for you one day.
Well, maybe not. Now, yeah. Yes. Whoa. Maybe not that.
You're not
paying her rent, though, are you?
Let's talk about football now.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Yes.
And now we got our players, okay? They've been rested for a week. Our offensive line is rested. Our wide receivers are rested. Our tight end.
Everyone.
Finally got in the game. And, and I expect a big game out of
Goddard.
Our tight end Goddard and the other guy.
Calcaterra.
Throw to both of them, yes. So it opens up other things, you know what I mean? So I'm looking at somewhere around 38 going away, 23 Eagles.
38-23, no defense.
That's my final score.
All right, Herb.
Well, last time you was looking at a threesome.
Oh, my man, Reese.
All right.
You said it. I didn't.
I did foursomes, too. I did foursomes at one time.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's like.
Did you have a show last night? Because I was working at the Wells Fargo. Did you have a show?
Yeah,
last
yeah, we had the show last night.
And who
yeah.
was it? Brandon Graham. Brandon Graham was there. Who else?
We yeah. had Tanner McKee.
Oh, Tanner McKee. Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, that guy.
Did you just
him.
Say a foursome? Her?
I like him. He's got a good arm, man.
Wow.
You know.
You're a very young man.
He's going to get a lot of offers, that guy. He's going to get a lot of offers, man.
Tanner McKee? Well, he's under contract.
Did you hear today, this morning, I heard it right away. It came right over my phone that the offensive coordinator, New Orleans Saints, wants to interview him.
Yeah.
Wants to interview Kellen Moore.
Yeah, Kellen Moore for a head coaching job.
You said,
they're already starting.
You said foursome.
So that's,
I didn't know you played golf.
Spike? Yeah, Spike.
Yes,
what's
sir.
What's happening, Spike? How's your father doing?
He's good, man.
Yeah, you tell him I said hello.
I will.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
All right.
So,
sound like you got a little itis right now. You ate that food and you ready to go to sleep.
I still got half of the pork chop, so I just cut it all up right before you put me on. So you know.
You had a diner, Herb?
You know Tiffany's Diner. I told them they remodeled the place.
Yeah. You ever go to Country Club Diner up there in the Northeast?
Country, yeah. I've been down there years ago. Yeah, I don't go there anymore.
Okay. All right.
I know where you're talking. That's where your grandmother used to live, right down there.
Yes, right down the street.
Yeah,
there.
I know. Yeah. Right down on Algon, off Algon. All right.
Donald.
The duplexes. I know your father. I know the whole deal.
Okay. All right.
Hi, brother.
Hi, Herb. Right. Make sure you come by and see us Monday, man.
Yep.
Well, you ain't having no party for the playoffs or what? You ain't having no party down there?
Thursday no, we were there on Monday.
Friday, they're doing the pep rally.
Pep rally Friday night. You can win tickets. Herb.
Where at? Where's the pep rally at?
Chickies and Pete's in South Philly.
Meet Swoop, the cheerleaders.
I'm working Wednesday and Friday this week, and then I got Friday I'm doing all day.
You don't do it over the Saturday for you? I don't know.
Wait till you see my paycheck tomorrow, Ike Reese.
Okay.
Send that picture along with the other picture you were going to take.
Time and a half and double time.
Hey, man. Hey, listen. Don't give it all to German chocolate now. Don't give it all away now.
That money's going into savings account.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Herb. We got to go, buddy.
All right, boys.
Yep.
All right, see God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you, Herb. The Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. That was a special Herb call.
That was a different Herb call right there.
It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. The Eagles have to reach the Super Bowl for this season to be a success. 80% say yes, 20% say no.
I just wanted to be known. He brought up German chocolate.
Yes, he brought that up.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
He introduced that.
He brought up German chocolate. He said he would send you a picture he shouldn't be sending. You asked about a threesome. He went right to foursome. Four.
He's flexing.
Yeah. Holy cow, Herb.
Oh, man. Spending all that money, man.
And he started off. The other thing is he offered a thanks to
Cooper.
To Cooper DeJean for ringing the bell at the Sixers game like he was Josh Harris or something. Do you know what I mean? He's like, hey, thanks, Coop, for coming out. It's like, that didn't have anything
like
to do with you.
The team.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was good.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Big Aaron in West Philly. Big A, you're on WIP.
Yo,
what's up?
What's going on?
What's up, Big A?
What up, Big A?
Y'all are so funny, man. Y'all one of the funniest. I laugh, man, just driving all day. I can't call because I'm laughing so damn much. All right, man. Y'all got the back off Tom Kelly and all that, man. Because you know what? Let me give you something personal. I had 5 kids within 7 years.
Okay.
Within 7. All right, so you know what I mean? Some people just like to get busy more than others. You know what I mean?
Or at least 5 times.
I said 5 kids in 7 years. Man, I'm not diving into that anymore. Yeah.
Look, Aaron, look, I ain't lying. Aaron in 89, my daughter in 90, my son in 93, my
My daughter in 94, my son in 96. It was five kids or 7 years. They all grew up together.
See, it only takes 9 months to have one. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you should be giving the advice to Fran.
My older girl, 86.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I could give advice to Fran. Fran need to hang around the brothers a little bit. And, you know, you could see how we motivate, how we move around women and, you know, make them want us. Instead of, you know, trying to shoot them all the time. You know what I mean? Come on, girl. Give me a couple of drinks right here. Come on, sit down. It's like, let me stop. All right, let me get the football, man. Let me get the football.
Yes.
Yeah, let me get the football, please. You were wrong today, Spike, talking to my man earlier.
Wait, who?
You talking with Elliot?
Elliot. He told you.
Yeah.
For four games, they only played together for four games.
No, and that's what OG said, not Elliot.
No. Elliot said that. No, OG didn't say that. Elliot said that. I heard Elliot say that. Elliot said they only played together for four games. All right, you could text him that. So they didn't really have the cohesiveness all this year together.
Stop it. Every team
and then
has
again,
injuries.
Let me. Okay, all right. And here goes my pet peeve. They never had a damn third receiver. Jim Kelly whips the ball to everybody.
Jim Kelly,
you know
from
what I mean?
30
all
years
these
ago?
Players whip, I mean, no, Kelly. My fault. I said Jim Kelly.
Josh Allen. Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Yes.
Josh Allen. I'm old, man. I go back to the older players. All right, yeah. All these players, no, all these quarterbacks are other people to throw to. I look at football. They throwing it not just to certain people. They throwing it all around the field. The Eagles don't do that. I keep saying this all the time I talk to you. And y'all just, because A.J. Brown is Devontae, that's all you need. No, that ain't all you need. You need more players to catch the damn ball.
Nah, man.
And do something with it, man.
And then
the offense would have been a lot better this year if it would have been flowed. It would have been thrown around to different people.
Well, but they had the players to do it. Jahan Dotson had 110 yards or something on Sunday. They have the players. Look, they have. Here are the guys that I feel confident throwing the ball to without question: A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, and Grant Calcaterra. I feel confident throwing. By the way, you also have a running back who caught the ball 65 times or something in his rookie year.
Yeah.
Like, there's enough guys to throw the ball to out there. The third wide receiver didn't affect their how many points they scored. Josh Allen's scoring 30 points a game with he's got one wide receiver. He's throwing a friggin'.
I don't even know if he has a full wide receiver.
I was going to say Hank Baskett, but not Hank Baskett.
Mac Hollins.
Yes. Like, come on.
Amari Cooper. Yeah, like Amari Cooper. I don't even know if he plays half the time. I'm with you.
They're going to. He's playing because I heard it from the grapevine, you know what I mean?
That everybody's
got a
source.
Get rid of book, whatever.
Yeah.
That, you know, he's going to play. So that's good. All right, my game is like the newlywed game. I don't know if anybody's saying.
Oh, yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Now, I can picture the host of the newlywed game, but I can't think of his name.
Oh, what was his
is
name?
Is it Bob something?
That ran for a long time.
Is it Bob Eubanks? That
maybe.
Right?
Might be Bob Eubanks.
Hold on. Newlywed game hosted by Bob Eubanks.
Boom.
There
love this.
There you go.
There
look
you
at
go.
That.
Good
one. Look at
there
that.
You go.
That's a good one. There you go.
Normally, yeah. Coming from the guy who normally messes up names.
Yeah,
yeah, I mess up everything.
All right,
that's
Big A.
A big one for you. All right,
Big A.
All right, Big A. See you.
Yeah. I actually shocked myself with that one.
Yeah.
That was a total guess.
Raji in Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Raj?
Hey, what's up, Spike? What's up, Ike?
What's up, Raji?
Man, I've been, I got a good plug. I got a good advertisement hookup for your show after listening today, man. Because I'll tell you what inspired me. You know, I got a headache after listening to Elliot and Spike go at it for 30 minutes. and then I've been hearing a lot of sexual innuendos and things coming out of orifices. And then so much that, you know, you got the pharma game locked down. If you get there's a pill for everything, you know? So I'm just saying, man, you got a lot of advertising money after this show.
By the way, keep listening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got a surprise for you, man. Yeah, we got a surprise for everyone. Oh, yeah.
Man.
man. Yep. You guys are cracking it up, man. But yeah, those body orifices, man. Just like you said, just got to control the orifices when you're with the ladies.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
But I agree with you guys, man. How many other quarterbacks and head coaches have had four different coordinate play callers on offense and defense and still make it to the playoffs, man? You know,
that's not
what
many.
I think of. Yeah, and I think that's, you know, I heard a lot of stats and things like that, but in the end of the day, that's a huge accomplishment for both Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts.
They should hang a banner, actually, for having so many coordinators.
They're a coordinator factory.
Yeah,
man.
but the coordinators last year got fired.
Yeah.
It's not like they were so good, they got fired, you know?
No, but my thing is, like, Jonathan Gannon and Steichen, they haven't been to a playoffs as coaches. And if Kellen Moore wants to go to the Saints, have fun with the Saints, man, because he's not going to be as successful. And I think you're right, Spike. I think, like, the offense should be doing more. But if Hurts is limited, I mean, then the coordinators are really kind of, you know, useless. I mean, they're pretty much, like, useless because this offense is built around Hurts. So as long as it's getting us to the playoffs, I'm cool with it.
I don't think that's a different conversation for a different time. They have been successful the way they do it. I don't think, and I said this yesterday, I'm just thinking about next year. Next year, the passing offense has to be better. And whether that's being in the system with Kellen Moore for another year, whether it's Jalen Hurts working on specific things in the offseason, whatever it is, they have to. Having these long drives to kill games are great, but you have to be able to score quicker to score more points earlier in the game. Mm-hmm. And those drives are great at the end of the game, but you don't want to take 11 minutes of possession in a first half and get 7 points out of it, right? Like, you have to be able to score more points. So,
and that's where Kellen Moore should be doing more as a genius play caller. I don't know, Ike, about, you know, the scripted plays in the first quarter, but, like, you know, Andy Reid was great at that, but Andy Reid didn't have the fluctuations of defensive coordinators and offensive play callers like, you know, Sirianni did. So there's kind of different context to the success of each. But
sure,
I do have a good show that
what's your game show?
He embodies what I think Fran's going through, and that's Stump the Schwab. Schwab, you know that show?
On Stump ESPN.
Stump the Schwab, man. Stump the Schwab was a guy who needed dating advice too. So you know what I mean? But it's a great show. But thanks for the time, fellas.
Appreciate it, Roger. I used to like Stump the Schwab.
Yeah.
That was sports trivia, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I used to like. I like sports trivia.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
I don't know. Keep sending food. Make it like old school WIP.
Yeah, that's the old school WIP. Yeah.
And God bless you, Ben, but I can't eat the pizza. So if anybody else is going to send food, just be considerate.
He's a vegan.
A vegan? There's 20th Street Pizza over here. Anyway, all right, go ahead. What's that?
Come on, Big Whammy. Come on, Big Whammy. Yeah.
I love it.
And I was so sure of myself when I said it too. Yep. Yeah.
Come on, you were very confident.
Come on, Big Whammy. My motto, loud and wrong. Yeah. Yep.
that should be the tagline of this radio show. Loud and wrong. What's next? Yeah, I mean,
I don't know, man.
Elliot was very high on
Tanner.
A lot
of Nick Foles vibes, man. It does.
And you said he had that vibe in person.
He does. Yeah. He does, man. He does.
They have a type here.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's next? There's always a moment in the hour with Elliot where he'll bait you into him telling me, well, I thought they should be top three in points scored, but eighth really isn't that bad because it's not that far from three. It's like,
so you know where he almost got me?
Where?
When he said, it doesn't matter which quarterback plays Sunday.
Oh, yes.
I'm like, what? You mean to tell me it doesn't matter if Jalen plays Sunday, we're good?
Not to Allen.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not buying that one.
Doesn't matter. All right. Yeah. Fran, we have to award Foxhole Guy. Do you have any best of game shows here? What are your choices?
A lot of these I don't know, but I mean, I don't know, Deal or No Deal? I think I'm going Deal or No Deal.
No.
Well, you can give us some options here.
Yeah, give us all the options. Yeah.
All right, so there was a Deal or No Deal.
Yep.
Jeopardy. Okay. Press Your Luck.
Yep.
Double Dare. Price is Right. Card Sharks.
Mm.
The Dating Game. And then a couple more. Newlywed and Stump the what was it? Schwab?
Schwab,
whatever. Yeah.
I like Double Dare. It was a good one.
I think the Press Your Luck got a lot of play today.
Press Your Luck. Wait,
that's yours?
That was mine, though.
Oh, that was yours.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Who the hell is heating up seafood?
Fish. It stinks. Dude, we have
this. Who is heating up seafood out there, man?
Thick glass.
My goodness. It must be coming. It's coming through that vent right there.
I was just about to make a joke that I will make off air, by the way.
My goodness.
It was a Herb joke.
You don't put fish or whatever it is in the microwave,
no.
man.
You don't. Who did that? Was it TK?
Was that TK?
TK's brought out some interesting things from the microwave before, so it might be him.
Fishman?
He might be.
Well, it's good. He gets to sit in here and smell it because he's up next.
I will say Double Dare or Card Sharks. Who had which one?
I like Card Sharks.
Let's go Card Sharks. Who is Card Sharks?
Card Sharks was Mark in Delaware.
Mark in Delaware, Foxhole Guy.
There you go.
All right. We will we'll talk to you tomorrow. Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't smell like fish in here anymore. look, gold standard, that phrase in Philly, doesn't always have the best, you know, we don't remember a gold standard well. It was one of our teams here, wasn't actually gold standard. But when you talk about gold standard with buying a brand new Hyundai and Colonial Hyundai, that is true gold standard experience. John Ashdell, the cars are the team at Colonial Hyundai. Make sure. When I say gold standard, fast, easy, better, right? Going to be fast because they have tons of brand new Hyundais in stock. You can see their brand new showroom, which is awesome too. Over 200 in stock. Have the perfect one for you. And if you're worried about budget, over 80 of those 200 are under $30,000. The financing is going to be easy with as low as 0% on select 2024s. They're going to give you more for your trade than anyone else. $6,500 guaranteed no matter what condition it's in. And every new Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. Online, 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details.